some personal news on three fronts today. One is that I have chosen an MLS team, and it's going to be Nashville SC, one of my favorite American cities, Nashville, Tennessee. Penguins won a cup there. I had Ring of Fire played twice within 5 minutes, as my friend John Glennon just pointed out, at a bar in Nashville, of which there's many. It's a good Pittsburgh connection to that city. It wasn't hard to find Penguins bars when I was there covering the finals. It's an awesome place. I love the soccer game I just watched, New York against Miami, MLS. Full checking for part of that game. There was a guy who took a charge in the game. Another guy got his shin shredded. And another guy got checked into the end boards. It was ridiculous, but it was great. There was end boards in this game. So I'm going to start watching this and reporting to Ron on a daily basis. And he's going to be back tomorrow, by the way. And Pomp may join us later today. He had a television commitment this morning. But that's news item number one, horse, is that I am now a Nashville SC fan for MLS. Are you excited about that? Apparently, Horse didn't get the message there, and he's not very excited about that. But I will be following them. I will be watching their games. And that brings us to personal note number two. I'm abnormally excited about watching, or irrationally, I should say. I don't know what I should say about watching this Pirates game tonight. I can't wait to watch a live baseball game. I've seen a couple, parts of a couple, on tape since yesterday when I sort of plugged back into society. And I realized how much I had missed it. Pomp was on with me a couple weeks ago and briefly brought up the topic of, he's had a couple friends say, you know what, I've realized over these 3.5, 4 months, whatever, that sports is not as important as I thought it was to my daily regimen, to my life overall. I was beginning to think that too until I tuned into a baseball game last night and realized how much I missed it. And now I'm planning my entire evening. Actually, there's softball, so I have to tape it. But as soon as I get back, I will not know anything that's happened, and I'm going to watch on AT&T Sports this game tonight. You can listen to it on 93.7 The Fan. Pirates in Cleveland. And it's just, when I sat down last night and watched Dodgers Angels, it all came flooding back, and the enjoyment that I get out of a simple sporting event. Distraction for sure, combined with enjoyment, not caring that there was nobody in the seats, actually liking the fact that there was cardboard cutouts, but I just can't wait to watch. That's it. That's the gut feel on watching a Pirates-Indians game. Plus, I feel like it's going to be cool to see those two teams actually play each other this season. I've wanted them to be in the same division for a long, long time. I hope with the new CBA, there's a massive realignment in baseball. And it's just very obvious to me anyway that that's their natural rival, or should be. That should be their natural rival, is the way to phrase that. I mean, they're right down the road. I could leave right now and be there by the end of my show practically today. I'm sure some of you wish I would with no Pomp here, right? But he's going to check in the 1 o'clock hour. Sean Gentile, top of the hour. I have no idea where that conversation will go. And Jonathan Bomboli, same deal there, coming up in about 7 minutes. And personal item number three. First, I want to check in with Horse to see if he's okay. Horse, are you there?
Yeah, I'm alive. I was on the phone.
That's okay. You're often on the phone, I've found these days, but that's part of your job, right?
That is correct, yes. Quarantine conditions requires me to be on the phone more often than not.
I believe it. And I think you're a little bit irritated today, and I also think you miss Ron and Pom. Who do we miss more? That's a good question. Who do we miss
the
more
two of them?
In our heart of hearts, Ron or Pom?
I think it's Ron, because if we use the baseball terms, Ron's like an everyday player and Bob's like a starter where he's only around one every 5 days.
I agree. with that wholeheartedly and was going to say the same thing. And I think Ron has said this out loud before, is that we genuinely at times dislike each other and are miserable in each other's presence. And yet, when suddenly one of us is removed from the equation, the other one misses them. How do you figure that? I don't even understand the dynamic there. Maybe it's like a marriage, you know, that's been going on for 60 years, you know?
Oh, it feels like a marriage for sure. And I'm like stuck in the middle of it.
You're you're the kid.
I'm the kid, yes.
It's Kramer versus Kramer. So for people who have been married that long, you're miserable together, yes, but you're more miserable apart. I think that's the best way to phrase it. Miserable together, more miserable apart. That's Ron and I. So, yeah, I miss him more. And then I have to tell you, Horse, I'm still reeling from the Craig Riley revelation. Maybe I should have known this back in spring when it was reported that Nick Birdie's parents have kept his rib. They had to remove a rib during that surgery he had for, I don't know what it was. I thought it was a nerve in his elbow, but somehow related to his rib. And the parents put the rib on a mantle like it was a 5-point buck or something. I went upstairs a few minutes ago to get something to eat and was trying to analyze this the whole way through. Would I want my parents to have something like that on their mantle? I conversed with you during the last break. You seem to have no issue with this, almost as if it's normal for Nick Birdie's parents to have his rib mounted on a mantle at their house.
Well, I didn't say it was normal, but I said it was kind of like a piece of their son, much like if somebody would die and get cremated, they put the ashes on the mantle. What about these people that like get their appendix?
Well, I know that's a different story. First of all, is the ashes compared to Nick Birdie's rib. For me,
it's still a piece of their son.
All right, what if he did have an appendix out? They're going to mount the appendix? What are they going to do?
I don't know.
Put it up on the wall?
Put it in a little fish tank.
It's unbelievable to me. I put it in a fish tank. See if it can swim.
How about a birdie cage?
A bird cage. There you go. That's very interesting and well put. I don't know. I compared it to when I shredded my Achilles. Actually, I didn't shred. Shred is the bad word there.
They ask if you wanted
it. It's a bad word. I tore it in half. So actually, there was nothing to put because I think they kept both pieces and incidentally used a piece of pig bladder.
If it's out there, Backo can find it.
Yeah, he can. But had I had, part of an Achilles tendon removed, would I want my parents to somehow display that in their home? I don't think I would, to be honest with you. I don't think I would in the end. In a weird way, it's sort of meaningful, feel honored by it, but weirdness trumps all of that.
You're okay with putting a tooth under your pillow?
I don't know. Did his parents give? Did they put the rib under the pillow at first and give him money?
Maybe.
I don't know. And then mount it on the wall? Something's not right here, Horse. Come on. Maybe we need to dig a little further into this. I'll ask Kreggers about this later for some more details.
Did you buy someone's rib on eBay?
Depending on whose rib it was. Likely
if it was OJ's.
Not. No. I want nothing to do with OJ. He was my favorite player in 1973.
What about Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly, maybe. Yeah, perhaps for someone. Well, okay, so maybe Nick Birdie is his parents' hero. That makes sense, too.
It's their kid,
I don't know. Let's ask Bomboli about this next. He's good at stuff like this. Jonathan Bomboli of the Trib, longtime friend, and he thinks differently than people. However, I also want to ask him about hockey and the goalie situation in particular. That's coming up. He's coming up on Cook and Joe.